Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you.
All right, 34 after the hour now. It's the DJ B Experience. Yes, everybody on this program has something in common. We all have hair, and it's our own hair. Congratulations to Jennifer Horn for that. She's beautiful.
Thank you. Nice thick mane
of hair. Not sure what color it is. And then I don't know that I didn't know the color of any of your hair. Victoria Keelan.
I'm always blonde.
What? Oh, what the real color is. Come on.
You don't know what the color of my hair is?
I know what it is now, but I don't know what your real color is.
That is my real color.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Look darker than... All right, so what about you? Before I get myself into trouble, I'll move on to Kara.
Yeah, mine is like dirty blonde.
It's the natural
color right now.
What a horrible expression.
Yeah.
Dirty blonde. Oh, my God.
Dark blonde.
Yeah.
Dark blonde.
All right, you heard the story about these two police officers in MISSISSIPPI who were placed on administrative leave after one of them, listen to this, left her daughter in the... This is the squad car. She's got... Her daughter riding while they're on duty in the squad car because she can't find a babysitter. And now the child is dead because they left her in the police car and shut the car off with the windows closed. Can you imagine anybody being that stupid? And these people are police officers. Wow. Cassie Baker, the mother of this three-year-old, left the toddler in the cruiser for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Reports say the car was running, the air conditioner was on, but apparently the air conditioner was on heat and not on cool. So they got to the car, the girl was unresponsive, transported to the hospital, died in the hospital. There were some conversation going on. This one police officer was at the home of another police officer. What are they doing? She's on duty. Well, supposedly they were off duty. So why is she driving around the police cruiser?
Why do you need a babysitter if you're off duty?
Man, I'll tell you something.
Crazy.
This is beyond the beyond. Okay, a lot of conversation today about the hurricane as it moves closer to Florida. Those of you down there will be impacted by it. Those of you listening in Georgia and the Carolinas, you will be impacted by this. By the time the weekend rolls around, though, looks like it's going to roll itself back out to sea. So in the research department, the idea of how much a cloud weighs, there has been some meteorological research done as to how much these things weigh. For example, let's start with a white puffy cloud, cumulus cloud, not related to the radio because it stays up. How much does the water in a cumulus cloud weigh? The senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research did the numbers. The water in the cloud, the small cloud, weighs about 550 tons. If you want to convert that to something that might be a little bit more meaningful, think of elephants, floating masses. So if you assume that an elephant weighs 6 tons, that means the water inside a typical cumulus cloud would weigh about 100 elephants. All right? So think about 100 elephants worth of water suspended in the sky. And then you wonder, okay, how does it stay up?
How does gravity not
take
hold?
Yeah. Right. Yep. First of all, the water isn't elephant-sized particles. It's tiny, tiny particles.
Right.
And those particles float on the warmer air that's rising above. But still, the concept of so much water floating around is surprising.
Not to sound like a nerd, but is this probably an experimentation in the difference between weight in terms of tonnage and density?
Yeah. Right, it's about density, you're right. Yes. Okay. You must have done well in...
I always weigh my tonnage.
conceptual...
No, you know what I did take? What? In college, I took physics for non-science majors, which was the most fun class I've ever had in my whole life.
Really?
Because when you take away the pressure of having to learn all the math, which I'm terrible at, if you take that away and you just learn all the theories and the concepts of it, it was so interesting.
Yeah. Well, here, listen to this. How many elephant units of water are inside a big storm cloud? Which is like 10 times bigger than the puffy clouds.
Wow.
If you take the numbers and figure out about 200,000 elephants, using that term. Jeez. So now let's go up one more level to a hurricane. About the size, the hurricane that's now blowing through the going through the Caribbean, Matthew, and heading to Florida, is about the size of the state of Missouri. So if you had enough elephants to cover the state of Missouri, you're talking about 40 million elephants. That's how much the water weighs in a hurricane, or this hurricane. The same as 40 million elephants. And there are more, I mean, how many elephants are there on the planet? Not 40 million.
Not that many.
Probably, I bet there aren't even 40,000.
But probably
think,
not.
Think about it, though. 40 million elephants, translate that into water. That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of water. All right, so I knew that you'd be fascinated with that. How many people are fascinated? Raise your hands, please.
I was hanging in there for a little bit.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, okay, good. All right.
I feel like we lose Jen.
Every once in a while.
All right. Okay,
look, I'm the blonde here. When you start talking about 40,000 elephants in Missouri, I get a little, you know.
7,000 Macedonians in full battle array. It's another song from another era. How many people know who Lauren Lauren is?
My hand
never trust him.
Like Lauren, is it Lauren Bush, Lauren?
Yes.
Good for you, Kara.
Oh, very good.
Good for you.
L-E-L.
Lauren Bush married Ralph Lauren's son. That's probably
right.
Should have pronounced it.
So it's Lauren
Lauren. Lauren.
Then yes. You would have known.
Ah.
Lauren Lauren just seems creepy.
Lauren is weird, yeah.
Lauren. She founded the Feed Projects, that group about 10 years ago, making tote bags out of recycled burlap. You've seen those around.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually had a couple of them. And it says Feed on them. The bag started selling out. Since then, the Feed Project has provided a lot of meals for hungry people all over the world. The newest Feed Project by Lauren Lauren is called Feed Supper. Lets everybody who wants to help raise money host their own dinner party with a purpose. So, from now until next week, I think Friday of next week, when's the 16th? Is that Friday or Monday? I think it's Friday the 13th. I don't have a calendar.
Yeah, next Friday is the 14th. So I think it's Sunday, the 16th.
All right, World Food Day is the Sunday, 16th. Yep. So you can sign up now on feedprojects.com, feedprojects.com, to host your own dinner party. You can bring your friends in, obviously, to donate to eradicating hunger around the world, at least childhood hunger.
Yeah.
Every party becomes a launch pad for a lot of meals. And Lauren Lauren says the goal this year is provide 2 million meals for children in need around the world. One of the things I find most frustrating about this, and they apparently address this, the number of hungry people in America, number of hungry children every night. What is the number? 4 or 5 million, isn't it? In America,
it's
4 or 5 million.
It's way too much.
It's staggering.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. Well,
how
all
is
the food
it
that we throw away that isn't
all the
even
excess.
Like pretty food,
oh God,
you know, that
outrage.
Doesn't make it. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Right. Well, and how these people, and how come the government's not at all? Government's got its nose up everybody else's butt about stuff that doesn't make any difference. So if we really had good government, wouldn't they be seeing to stuff like this? Coordinating things? Isn't that what government is supposed to do? Coordinate and fix and help situations like this?
Yeah.
You would think.
Ugh. Out to lunch. All right. I guess I've had my say on
I know.
That.
You're coffeed up or super beat it up, maybe.
Super beat it up. In a moment, we're going to help you help yourself to making your homeowner home over. This is cut out of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show workbook. Only we're going to have Lori Diner with us, who is also cut from that same cloth. We'll start by trying to assess what's going on in your home. So ladies, be thinking about what's going on in your home that you want to have improved, and we'll figure out how to do that in a moment here with DJV.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. High up in the mountains of Utah, we met with Robert Redford, who's showcasing his Sundance channel to educate about global warming.
And now we're looking at an issue like global warming, for which there's now measurable data.
And what's really going to make this issue work before it's too late are the people that see the issue presented to them. It's certainly not the federal government who's ignoring it at great pain and cost to the country. It's going to be the people, when they get the information, that are going to get active.
We
all act now, all over the planet, it really can get better, right?
If we all come together and act.
Even the networks now are realigning to get the message out. Must be something to it. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, for $3, Tonic helps you carry out your personal health practice, so it reminds you to take your pills. I'm all grown up now, Mom.
No.
Tonic struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night? Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He spent 14 of his 15 years in the majors with the Seattle Mariners, hitting over 300 home runs and driving in just shy of 1,000 runs.
Deep to left center, a grand slam. Jay Buhner scores four with his 15th home run of the year.
So where is Jay Buhner now? Jay retired following the 2001 season. He works with the Mariners during spring training, and the team inducted him into their Hall of Fame in 2004. Jay was immortalized on an episode of Seinfeld when the fictitious version of George Steinbrenner paid a visit to the home of Frank Costanza, played by the great Jerry Stiller.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Jay Buhner, living on in syndication. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour here, we have Lori Diner, who is a home and lifestyle expert. She actually owns the Diner Design Company here in New York City, so she can draw on her own experience decorating solutions. I might be able to use some of your advice, Lori, because I'm in a new home and still trying to put all the pieces together. Why is it now, or is it a fall and spring sort of thing for people to get their homes ready? In the spring, they want to have a different look, but in the fall, is it really something that's focused on Christmas and the holidays?
I think people are looking forward to the holidays and looking to spruce up their homes and make changes, getting ready for entertaining. And I'll tell you, I'm here today with some great brands to show you how to make over your home for this fall.
All right, so where do we start? Do we start in the kitchen, bathrooms, living room? Where do we go?
I mean, let's face it. The most important room in the whole house is the kitchen, right? Because you're cooking, you're getting ready for guests. You know, the entertaining itself happens in the kitchen. It's really where everybody gathers. It's the workhorse of the entire house, where appliances are king. And the king of the appliance game right now is the LG Studio Suite of built-in appliances. They represent an uncompromising approach to design that makes a bold statement in the home and a stylish addition to any kitchen decor.
All right, I'm going to go around the room here. Jennifer Horn has her own home. Victoria Keelan has her own home. And the things that, as we start to look around and think kitchen, what do you ladies like best about your kitchen, and what do you want to see change in your kitchen?
Well, this time of year, I love my kitchen. I've kind of like played up the fact that it's a retro style kitchen by kind of decorating it with hints of lime green and that sort of stuff. So it's kind of a fun kitchen, which I love. But during the holidays, like going into Thanksgiving and to Christmas, I always wish that I had more room or counter space or like an island, because I feel like I just run out of room when I'm trying to cook for the holidays.
Is that easy to accomplish, Lori?
Yes, and I think really the key here, especially with appliances, is really marrying form and function. So LG has an artistic advisor. You all may know his name, Nate Berkus. He's a very renowned interior designer.
Yeah,
and so you've got these, this incredible technology in the LG appliances, but you see his special touch. It really gives homeowners a polished, sort of inspired and pro-style kitchen aesthetic. So some of the details you can find are a flat door design, horizontally brushed stainless steel finish. There's a tall ice and water dispenser, which I love. And there's even LED task lighting, which is so, we so appreciate good lighting in the kitchen, right? And stainless steel metal knobs with sleek, smooth touch glass controls. And there's also some additions to the line, which you might be interested in hearing about. There's a 42-inch built-in side-by-side refrigerator, single and double wall electric ovens, and gas cooktops.
Okay, now you're talking my language. I have in this new home, I need to redo the kitchen. And a lot of the stuff I want to do myself. I wasn't familiar with the fact that LG did this sort of thing. I know they're certainly familiar to people for videos, but I didn't know that they were doing this other stuff.
I think LG kitchen products are just gorgeous to
really?
Look at. Oh, I think they're the best.
I didn't know. So they have everything, stoves, refrigerators, all that sort of thing?
Absolutely. And LG really listens to its consumers. They've made the new refrigerator, for instance, easy moving door bins. Users can slide the door bins up and down with minimal effort, et cetera. It's really, really marrying that gorgeous line with form and function.
All right. Anything else? Other rooms? A bathroom, for example. We got about a minute here. Let's focus on the bathroom.
Let's move to the whole house. So now that your kitchen's perfect, you'll want to think about the rest of your house. So especially this time of year, you know, we're entering into fall, the temperatures are starting to drop. You know, we often find ourselves bundled up inside. So whether you're cooking in that beautiful kitchen or watching your favorite movies in the living room, we can all make our homes cozier by creating a cleaner, happier home. And as you all know, more time spent indoors can really stir up indoor allergens like pet dander, dust circulating in the air. So we can help improve our indoor air quality with the new Filtrete Dual Action Micro Allergen Plus 2x Dust Defense Filter.
Yeah,
it has this incredible 3-in-1 technology from 3M.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Lori, thank you. Lori Diner with some great ideas. Ideas that actually make some sense. Common sense stuff. We love that. Hi to the folks in Pasco, Washington. How are we doing today?